Ah, that May. I disturb her greatly, for I am the only person she knows who is so high that she has to come up and see me. Regrettably, she has little good to say about the Spiritus Fomenti. Well, while we all have our little vices, I tell her, May, I'll lay off the hard stuff if you tell the hard stuff to lay off you. Yeah. Poof! Who put the orange juice in my orange juice? Who took the cork out of my lunch? Who hid the maraschino, the bourbon, and the vino? Believe me, I've got much more than a hunch. Who put the cider in my cider? Who rid my stinger of its sting? Who hasn't had a flash that I've always kept a stash? So let me dry, move over, dairy, and anyway I'm much too smash to sing. Oh, May, you are truly the embodiment of the female spirit. I was just envisioning our names together up in lights. I can just see it. Two wits aligned at last. Fields and West.
West and Fields.
Excuse me, my dear, I didn't quite catch that. I'm experiencing a strange tingling sensation in my auditory canal.
I think you mean alimentary canal.
It's all elementary to me. Fields and West together, what a team!
West and Fields, like a nightmare in each other's dream.
Fields and West, you're my little chickadee.
You're my cock-a-doodle-doo.
The rose is blooming Picardy and produce such potent brew. You could even mistake it for Burgundy. Why, I remember a time in the province of Chantilly when my little nymphette Simone laced my cabin bare while I unlaced her bodice bare. Her father laced into me, and I was on the train to Tuscaloosa in 4 minutes. Never had an affinity for sour grapes, you know.
West and Fields together, what an act.
Fields and West, like a head on diesel crash upon the track.
West and Fields, you got away with words, dear.
And because of your appreciation for the superior intellect, I'll get away with more.
Your words are for the birds, dear.
But darling, shut the door.
Shut it yourself, WC. I'm busy.
So there I was, journeying the Tuscan and Indian hills, reflecting upon my rendezvous with Simone. The train was rolling, and I found it imperative to rollick with a raven-haired conductorette, Gina, who kept refreshing my aperitif with her suave bolas of cherries. I proposed, maraschino me, Gina. But her father, Don Luigi, gently proposed to scramble my brains into scungilli. I prefer calamari myself.
West and Fields together, what a pair.
What a pair!
Ah, Fields, you're true to form, you're très vulgaire.
Ah, May, you're speaking the language of love again. What an opportune time to acquaint you with my exploits in the Himalayas.
Tell me, why do you drink so much, WC?
To freshen the recollection.
What are you trying to remember?
When it comes back to me, I'll let you know.
WC, you're a fraud.
I'm just a simple man impressed by the irony of human indignity. I admire you, May.
Ooh. What do you admire about me?
That's what I'm trying to remember.
Why do I put up with you?
Insanity, my dear. May run in your family. Did I ever tell you about my exploits with the pygmies in darkest Africa? There I was.
You told me that one, WC.
Excuse me. It's time for a little refreshment.
Who put the orange juice in your orange juice?
Who took the cork out of my lunch?
Who hit the maraschino, the bourbon, and the vino?
Believe me, I've got much more than a hunch.
Who put the cider in your cider?
Who rid my stinger of its sting?
Who really love each other like a sister and a brother?
Fields and West.
West and Fields.
Fields and West.
West and Fields.
Fields and West, it has that magic ring. I gotta do something about this ringing in my ears.